The Democratic-controlled Senate last night blocked a vote on an energy bill containing a controversial clause opening the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, or ANWR, to oil drilling. It was the first time this year that the Senate has acted on the ANWR proposal, which the Republican-dominated House approved 4 months ago. Senate Republicans say they'll pursue the issue. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Proponents of drilling in ANWR have been trying for years to win the congressional and presidential approval required by law. And on the Senate floor yesterday, Alaska Republican Ted Stevens was bitter about those who oppose drilling in his state's largely untouched wildlife refuge.
It's a sedimentary basin that it's the largest probably we will ever see on the North American continent. And yet it goes unproduced because of the opposition of radical environmentalists who try to tell the American public something that's not true.
Democrats argued the oil that might be extracted from ANWR would at most amount to what the U.S. burns through in half a year. California's Barbara Boxer said conservation is a far better option.
If we simply did one thing, and that is got the SUVs to have the same fuel economy as a sedan, and by the way, that is quite doable, we would in 7 years have produced enough oil to equal that of ANWR by saving it.
Republicans triggered the ANWR debate by combining the energy bill passed by the House with a six-month moratorium measure on human cloning, then trying to attach both as a single amendment to a railroad retirement bill. Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle seemed baffled.
I must say, in all my years, I don't recall a more unusual marriage of issues involving public policy than this one.
Alaska's Ted Stevens angrily brushed off questions about why the hybrid amendment was offered.
Don't ask me. I didn't do it.
It was Senate Minority Leader Trent Lott who offered the amendment, but even he voted against it, as did every other senator but one. Alaska Republican Frank Murkowski said the measure was too convoluted to deserve his vote, and he complained that Daschle has not allowed a straight up or down vote on the energy bill and ANWR.
As it is, the closest we seem to get to consideration of an energy bill around here is perhaps a lump of coal in the majority leader's stocking.
But getting ANWR approved clearly was not the Republicans' main aim yesterday. North Dakota Democrat Byron Dorgan, who chairs his party's policy committee, said the amendment offered by the GOP was only meant as obstruction.
This is an effort at the end of a session to stall by some in order to prevent other things from coming up. You know, we're trying very hard to get a farm bill up. We want to get it up this week if we can, and there are some that would probably prefer we not do that, and so this is a stall for time strategy, but it's a strategy that's destined to backfire.
In a Congress where a post-September 11th truce is now just a fading memory, such warnings can be heard on both sides of the aisle. Yesterday, Minority Leader Lott chided congressional Democrats who planned to air radio ads criticizing President Bush's handling of the economy.
I think this is going to backfire on them at a time when the American people have confidence in this president and support what he's been doing at home and abroad. For the Democrats to begin now by trying to call this or blame the economic problems on this president ring pretty shallow and pretty hollow. But we've got to, you know, respond in kind. We can't take that type of irresponsible partisan attack.
Despite the mudslinging, the two parties did agree yesterday to begin substantive talks on a compromise economic stimulus bill, perhaps later today. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.